Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, is daf Samach, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. So, we're now going to be going through, we've talked about the differences between what things require Shemen and what things require Levina, and between all of the elements that are in common, which we addressed yesterday. We had these wonderful 12 different issues that we addressed that are either similar or are different in the various list of menachos. And we're going to continue along with this way for another couple of mishnayos. And this time we'll talk about the differences between the chiyuvim of tnufa vehagasha among the various menachos. So remember, always when we talk about the various menachos, we are referring to the 10 basic menachos that are listed always together, as Rav Papa pointed out yesterday, and which we're going to look at again today. And besides that, we've also have to consider the things that are unique. So those things that are unique are definitely the very unique issues, like the Shtei Alechem, or the Lechem Aponim, or the Minchas Nesachim, where those things are really not part of the standard menachos at all. But we also have special cases, such as the Minchas Chayte, where the Minchas Chayte gets no Shemen v'Levena. And what's more, it's not really listed in the Torah among the list of the all of the Menachos that appear right at the beginning of Vayikra. And in order for us to get to the Minchas Chayte, we have to go through not only the dinim of the Menachos, we're going to have to move on and go through all of the dinim of the Shlamim and all of the dinim of the Chatois. And then finally, when we get to the Dalei Dalos of Karban Oil of Yored, we get to the din of the Minchas Chayte, which means that it's not something that we naturally will assume is part of the dinim of all of the Menachos that are listed at the beginning of Vayikra, which are essentially the Nedaveis. So let's review once again in this Mishnah the basic 10, as Rav Papa put it, and see how they stack up in the issues of Tnufa Vehagasha, which we'll talk about as we examine the Psukim more directly. So Yesh to Unot was the same approach that the Mishnah took when it was referring to the din of Shemen and Levena, to point out that some menachos require, some menachos require both, some menachos don't require either, some menachos require one, and so on. So yesh tunot hagasha ve'en tunot tnufa. Some menachos need hagasha. You remember what hagasha is? We simply take the mincha, the whole mincha, including the komets before we've even done kibitza, and we bring it up as a presentation. So we take up the container of the mincha, the bisa, walk over to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. The southwest corner, remember, is the corner facing you as you approach the mizbeach on your left, and it's the closest to the heichal on one side, on your left side, and right in front of you, it's always, as usual, your approach to the mizbeach is always along the south side of the mizbeach, so it's on the southwest side. You then present it as literally a formal presentation, touch it to the mizbeach, show what it is you'd like to bring as a gift, and then go back and finish up doing what you need to do. The tenufa, which is quite rare, so very few menachos require tenufa. It's none of the menachos that we were talking about until now in terms of the minchas nedava, but where you do in those rare occasions require tenufa. So the particular dinim are complex about tenufa, but essentially, remember, the korban is moved up and down and back and forth, and depending on what the situation is, if there's a bialim, the kohen puts his hand on beneath the hand of the bialim. It's okay, fine, we'll get to those details later. So some menachos require hagasha, just about all of them do, actually, but they don't need tenufa, just about none of them do. And some of them actually require the hagasha and tenufa, and some only require tenufa, not hagasha, and some don't take either. So let's take the standard, first of all. The standard mincha, all of our typical 10 list of 10 menachos, require only hagasha and not tenufa. So they are, once again, in the same order that we had them in the Mishnah before. Minchas Solet, this is the order the Torah presents them in the beginning of Vayikra, Nefesh ki takriv mincha. So we have mincha solas. This is nedavas all. You could choose to bring a minchas solat, or a minchas machavat, or a minchas marcheshet, or you could bring a ma'afei tanur, which has two variants. One of them is the chalot of the ma'afei tanur, and one of them is the rikikin of the ma'afei tanur. And then remember, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, we list minchas kohanim as if it's a different type of mincha. Of course, it isn't a different type of mincha. It's precisely the same nachas we just listed, but it's the nedava of a kohen, which has the special din in which we do not do a kmitza, and instead we put the entire mincha on the mizbeach and loteachel. It's not meant to be eaten. Then we have what is actually, yes, a very special mincha, and that is the minchas chavitin, otherwise known as the minchat kohen mashiach. And that was brought half in the morning and half min ha'arbaim, and it was a very unique mincha in how it was prepared, in terms of the proportions, and in terms of the way that we do it by halves, and in terms of the way that it's baked, and then it's boiled, and that it's fried, and so on. Machlokas we had earlier about the order of these things, to be discussed in detail later also. So that was the Minchas Kohen Mashiach. And then, for some reason, as we saw in the other Mishnah, we list the Mincha of Nochrim to make sure that we know the Goyim have the same, but it's actually the same din as any other Mincha because it's Ish Ish, which includes Yisro and Goyim, Minchat Nashim, and the Minchat Chote. So the Minchat Chote is very different in other dinim because it doesn't take Shaman or Lavona. But over here, it's part of the standard 10, and it requires Hagasha, and like everyone else, and it doesn't take a tenufa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, actually, I disagree. So here, too, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says that a minchas kohanim and a minchas kohen mashiach does not have hagasha, because you're not really doing a kmitza so that you're bringing a gift from something that was yours, and then you're giving some of it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But actually, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So since it doesn't have kmitza, kosher ein b'hem kmitza, ein b'hem hagasha, and that we learn out technically from the pasuk, as we'll see. And the real way that Rabbi Shimon puts it later is that it's not the fact that it doesn't have kmitza, but that it's the question is whether it is kosher le'achilas kohanim. Okay, again, we'll talk about that when we get to the sugya. And once again, Rav Papa says, as he said in the previous Mishnah, Omer Rav Papa, as you can see, once again, Kol Hecha Ditznan, wherever we've got a list in a Mishnah, it lists the 10 Eser Tznan. And as we asked before in the previous Mishnah, so what's the Chiddush in that? I know how to count. And he once again says, this time, it's to tell me that we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, remember, said that if you want to bring, you made yourself a commitment with a neder, you're going to bring a minchas ma'afei tanur. You can actually not only choose whether you want to bring it as rikikin or whether you want to bring it as chalot, you can actually vary it, and you can bring half of it as chalot and half of it as rikikin, which means, so there's two ways of understanding Rabbi Shimon, as we understood in the previous Mishnah. I shouldn't say understand Rabbi Shimon. Two ways to understand what Rav Papa is saying, in which he's saying we don't go like Rabbi Shimon. Either because according to Rabbi Shimon, we should have listed 11 and not 10, because you also have this third variety of Mechze Chalas and Mechze Rekikin. Or the simpler pshat is that according to Rabbi Shimon, the Chalas and Rekikin are not two different korbanos. They're all one korban. Ma'afei tanur, and then you can vary it as you wish, which means that according to him, there's only 9 and not 10. Anyway, so now getting back to the idea of the chiyuv of hagasha, and the way that the chiyuv of hagasha expands across all of the 10 that we just discussed. The 10 rabbanon. Eilu ne'emar, listen, l'maitse, what does it say in the pasuk? It's b'chayiv as hagasha. Ve'heveta et ha'mincha asher ye'aseh me'ela la'ashem, v'kriva'al ha'kohen, v'gisha'a el ha'mizbeach. So this appears in the introduction of, in the Menachas, b'nogeya minchas marcheshesh. And it doesn't say about anything else, it just says it as when it introduces minchas marcheshesh. And it says, Listen carefully to the extra words we have here. Ve'vetat ha-mincha, bring the mincha, asher ye'aseh mi'ela, that you made it ready from those things that we just spoke about, and that mincha, which was made la'ashem, then bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen will be Magisha El HaMizbeach. He should bring it next to the Mizbeach. So let's say it would have left out the word, the Mincha. I mean, wouldn't I have known that we're talking about a Mincha? I mean, the whole Pasuk was referring to the Minchas Marchesha, so all it needed to say was, Ve'heveta et asher ye'aseh mi'ela la'Hashem. Bring whatever you made from those ingredients and these types of menachos, bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kohen and so on. Why do we need to mention again the word mincha? So, points out the Braita, if we would have left out the word mincha, and let's say it only would have said, ilu ne'emar, just ve'heveta asher ye'aseh mi'ela la'Hashem, v'hikriva el ha'kohen ve'higisha. So I would have said, okay, so then I understand the Pasuk to be saying, Ve'heveta asher ye'aseh mi'ela la'Hashem v'higisha. Which part of the mincha was brought la'Hashem, not to the Kohen? Well, that was only the Kometz, right? So I would have thought that what to do is to first do Kmitza, and then bring the Kometz, which is the part that's being offered up on the Mizbeach, and that's the part that you touch to the Mizbeach to show, so to speak, a presentation of your gift in the Mizbeach. That's what I certainly would have taken for granted, because that's the Asher Ye'aseh Me'ela La'Hashem. But what gives me the idea that before I do the Kmitza, the entire Mincha should be brought to the Mizbeach? Mincha as a whole. Minayin. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Ve'evetat ha-mincha Asher Ye'aseh Me'ela. So that means before you even get to Kmitza, present the Mincha, and then after the presentation, you could do the Kmitza. Now, all of this appears in the opening of the Parsha of Menachos, which includes all of the Minchas Nedaves. But the Minchas Chote, which doesn't appear anywhere in this Parsha at all, you'll have to wait till the end of Vayikra, when we get past all of the Shlamim and the Chataot, and we finally get to a Korbanot LeYoreid, after we go through Mamish, not only the Shlame, but we go through, remember, the Chataot of the Kohen Mashiach, and then we go through the Par Halam Davashal Tzibu, and then we go through Sayer Nasi, and then we go through the Seira and Kivsa of Eyochit separately, and then we go through the various Dinim of the regular chatas that someone would bring if he doesn't have enough money for the chatas. And finally, we get to the Dali Dalos, where we have this one case in the Korban Oil of the Yared of the Dali Dalos, which is known as the Minchas Chote. So when we talk about it, the Minchas sounds, in the Mishnayos and Menachos, it sounds like, you know, just one of those regular Mishnayos and Menachos. But Lamaisa, it comes all the way as the last option in the special cases where you have a Korban Olah V'Yored, very unique cases that we've gone through so many times, and we finally get to there. How do we know that anything that it said back in the Parsha of the Menachos as Nedava, that Hagosha Din would even apply to the Minchas Chote? It certainly is not the first thing that you'd think. True, says the Braita about itself, but can't I figure it out on my own? Do I need a pasuk for the mincha to add the word mincha? I mean, couldn't I figure it out simply by saying that it says veheveta, right? It says veheveta tashe yaseh me'ela la'Hashem. Okay, so it says veheva, vehevi, and it says that also by the Minchas Chova. The Minchas Chova, of course, referring to the Minchas Chote. So it says, Ve'hevi Minchato. And it says, Ve'hevi Ve'heveta over here in the case of all the Minchas, which are Minchas Nedava. So, I mean, doesn't that mean that the same way Minchas Nedava to Una Hagasha, Af Minchas Chova to Una Hagasha? I mean, it seems to be defining the way in which you are bringing. So to bring means also to present, in the case of the Nedava. So wouldn't to bring mean also to present in the case of a Chova? It seems reasonable. Well, it doesn't seem reasonable to me, says the Bright. I mean, after all, a Minchas Nedava makes sense to have a presentation. presentation, which is called Hagosha. Yes, I mean, look, it's a nice thing. It's a gift. And it's because of that, it's also very nicely done. It has shemen and it has levena on it. Now, remember that the Minchas Chote, the Torah said, Bedafka, don't make it nice. Shalot hei korban o muhudar. Why is it that we understand, don't put shemen and levena on that minchas? Rabbi Shimon explained, well, you know, you don't want his korban to look nice. Well, I mean, if the whole point is that this guy's only bringing a korban because he was a nasty boy, why in the world would you want to present it anyway? I mean, here's my beautiful present. Yeah, thank you very much. Stuff it. So I'm like, what would there be a hagosha? You're telling me it makes sense that we should do a hagosha? Well, wait a minute. I mean, that doesn't seem to be an indication of anything, because after all, a minchas seita, which also doesn't have shemen, also doesn't have levaina, also you wouldn't have thought is particularly lovely for presentation, you know. And nonetheless, we're going to see that it does say beferish, which even according to, we'll see, it's Machlok is where we know it from, but it says vihikriva over there by the Minchas Seita, which tells me that it also requires Hagosha. So apparently that's not such a big deal. The fact that we don't want a korban to be mehudar and it doesn't have shemen vilavena does not imply that it doesn't take Hagosha, because the Minchas Seita takes Hagosha. So don't tell me that it doesn't make sense to do a Hagosha on a Minchas Chote. That's clearly not the case. Well, now, wait a minute. Remember, the Minchas Seita has a lot of chumras. I mean, the Minchas Seita is one of the few menachas that actually does take tenufa. You have to wave it. So if you have to wave it, maybe that chumra of the tenufa is the reason that you would also be doing the Hagosha. Mashenken, we're here, but the Minchas Chote, there's no tenufa. Maybe that's why we don't do the Hagosha. Ah, come on. I mean, Hagosha, it can't possibly be factored by the fact that it requires tenufa. I mean, none of the minchas nedava require tenufa, and they all require Hagosha. So what we have over here, of course, is a classic chazar hadin, right? We're going to put two things together, find the common denominator. All right, so let's take a look at it. So lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizev. So you want to bring a raya from the Minchas Nedava on the one hand and the Minchas Seita on the other hand, right? So each one has something, the other one hasn't. Let's find the common denominator between them is that they both require kmitza and they both require Hagosha. So a Minchas Chote requires kmitza and requires Hagosha. Why not? So sheshav afani avi minchas chote, sheshav alehem l'kmitza, should also be shav alehem l'hagosha. So why do I need this extra pasuk of ha-mincha to add also the minchas chote? Well, that's because I can tell you that there's a different sada shav ha-shavahem. If there's a different common denominator, so then there's no way to say that it's going to apply to a korban that doesn't have the common denominator. And I'll show you that there is a common denominator. Malat Sada Shava Shavim, you know what is common? Between the Minchas Nedava and the Minchas Seita, they are korbanas that don't vary by how much money you've got, right? There's no difference in your income level into what the korban is. I mean, the only time we bring a chote is in a case where the person simply he can't afford not the korban behema, he can't afford the ofod, so then he goes defaults to the minchas chote. So it's not kosher. Be'ani, kibe'ashir, kibe'ani, so then it certainly is not as choshev as the other korbanis that require hagosha, because it's sort of like a low-class korban, you know. All right, if you're not going to be doing anything nice for the Nizbeach, you can get away by throwing us a minchas chote. So that, it makes sense that we're not going to do Hagosha on it. It does not share the chashivas of the other korbanas of the minchas, all the minchas nedava, and the mincha that you're mechuyev to be bringing, the seita. Talmud lomar, that's why it adds veveita et hamincha, to add the minchas chote as well. That's why we need the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Omer, remember, we're still in the middle here of the braita. And basically, this braita is going to fill up the space between the two parts of the Mishnah. So far we've dealt with the first part of the Mishnah that has to do with our introduction of those things that could require Kirufa and Hagosha. And then we're going to continue when we finish the Braita with the remainder of the Mishnah. To Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, the Mokar for the Chiev of the Omer, and we see that you need Hagosha for the Omer, says Rabbi Shimon, that when it said the words Veheveta, so you said we need the Hagosha, and we learn Hagosha from Minchas Chote, and that is from that extra word of Mincha. Well, there's other extra things that we can learn out from the words that are mentioned over here, and it's not that I disagree with you. I would just like to add that the word Veheveta, and this is occurred over there, Veheveta Tamincha, Sheyeasemiela, that was our source pasuk. That word Veheveta, before we even get to the Etamincha that you darshaned to tell me Minchas Chote, that word Veheveta implies that a Minchas HaOmer requires Hagosha. Because take a look at the Omer. It says the same lashon, Vahaveitem et Omer Reshik Tzichem El HaKohen. So since Veheveta and Veheveitem are both and referring here to these dinim of the Menachos, so the same thing would be true by the other one. If Heveta means Hava with Hagasha, so too by the Minchas HaOmer, Heveta means Hava with Hagasha. And now let me tell you something else. Let's read the pasuk again together, says Rabbi Shimon. I take the first word, Heveta. You take the next word, Et HaMincha. And then we go on to Asher Yaseh Me'ele LaHashem, which we spoke about, and what I would have thought that it was Dafka, the comments. Now let's take the next word. I'll take the next word. Vehi kriva el hakohen. So now I say that vehi kriva, that lashon of vehi kriva, is actually the basis of another mincha that we took for granted. You never explained it, but the reason that we took for granted that the Mincha Seita actually needs Hagasha is because it says over here, Vihi Kriva, whatever that is. I mean, it's obviously adding something else that I'm bringing. So that is the Mincha Seita. And we find, in fact, the Lashon of the Mincha Seita is Vihi Krivota El HaMizbeach, which is not the same, mind you. I mean, because you'll ask, well, what do you mean? If it says Vikrivota, so then isn't Vikrivota the same as Vikriva? I mean, if Vikriva would mean itself Vikriva, and then it says Vahigisha, so then isn't that the meaning of Vikriva? If it says Vikrivota Lamizbeach, I mean, isn't that Hagasha? It says Vikri Vala Mizbeach. Well, what does that mean? It doesn't mean you bring it on the Mizbeach, because we see only afterwards that we do the Aveda on the Mincha. So why isn't that enough without comparing it to the Vikri Vot? That's a lot of discussion about this point. I think the most reasonable explanation is very simple. The difference between Vikri Va and Vikri Vota, the difference being that when you add the object of a verb to the verb in Lashon HaKodesh, it makes it much closer as part of the act. So if it's vikriv ota, the ota still would remain separate. So I would take it, bring it close to the Mizbeach, but I wouldn't actually touch it to the Mizbeach or anything like that. But if I'm hikriva to the Mizbeach, then I actually require a touching of the Mizbeach itself. So that new halacha, I will learn dafka from here. And I wouldn't have known it directly from Saita itself. That's one of the answers that are offered by the acronym here. There are other answers as well, but it's one that attracts me. Anyway, asks the Braita again on itself. Why do we need a pasuk? Isn't it reasonable that it's a kal vachomer? I mean, look, a minchas chote. Minchas chote does not take tenufa, right? There's no dinner tenufa at all. Yom Chadesh, a new dinner tenufa out of nowhere. Never heard of tenufa for Minchas Chote. Nonetheless, didn't I just prove to you, we all agreed, that from that extra word, et ha-mincha, I'm going to add the Minchas Chote for Hagosha. So if a mincha seita is so chomor that it even requires tenufa, so certainly it should require the lesser chumra of hagasha, which is sort of standard. I mean, that's like your first step is hagasha. Not necessarily. You could always say that there's a big difference. I mean, a minchas chote is actually brought like normal minchas are from solet. And that means it comes from wheat. Masha'inkin, the whole point of a minchas seita is that it's meant to be a low class mincha, because as the Gemara points out, her activities were low class, the way she was hanging out with these other guys. And therefore, we give her a low class mincha. So part of that low class mincha is that it's made out of barley, which is a lower class grain, nice for horses, but not for the menachas. So maybe that's the reason that you can't possibly learn it out without that extra pasuk of Heveta. You wouldn't be able to learn out that a mincha seita would need dafka hagasha, because hagasha is presenting a gift. I mean, what are you giving him, a mizbeach, a gift suited for horses? Excuse me, didn't we just prove that the minchas haomer needs hagasha? And what did you say that minchas haomer was made out of again? I didn't hear. It's made out of barley. So it's, obviously barley is not a problem. If you're able to bring the minchas omer to the mizbeach, why wouldn't you be able to bring the barley of the minchas seita? So minchas omer tochiach, it's brought from barley, and nonetheless it requires hagasha, like we just saw. I understand that. But remember that a minchas omer is a nice presentation. I mean, it's got shemen, it's got levaina, you know. But when you couple barley with a cheapo presentation of shemen and no shemen and no levona, put it all together, and what does it spell? Blech. And therefore, you don't want to give it to the mizbeach, so there's no hagasha. No, wait a minute. I mean, a minchas chote doesn't have shemen, and it doesn't have levona, but it's still brought up to the mizbeach with hagasha. We just proved that from the extra word amincha, right? Et amincha. I understand, but that's because it's made out of wheat. Ah, but then we have the barley fan, then we go back and forth again. The chozer adin, lori zekrizev, lori zekrizev. So then nonetheless, put the two together, the minchas chote and the minchas haomer. You can't say that the barley is the issue, and you can't say that the shemen and levona is the issue. So ignore those two factors, and what's the common denominator? There's shava l'kmitza v'shava l'agasha. We got two minochas that are done like any other mincha. We do a kmitza, and before we do that kmitza, we do the hagasha. So fine, mincha seita is the same thing. You're supposed to do a kmitza. So before we do the kmitza, we do the hagasha. So shishavta l'en l'kmitza, afani avi mincha seita, shishavta l'en l'kmitza, and it should also be the same as hagasha. So why do we need the extra pasuk of the heavy ah? Because I can tell you that there's another common denominator, which actually the mincha seita would fail the test of that common denominator, because maybe the tzada shaveh shebehen is shekein lohuchshu lavo kemach. Tell me something. Is there anything at all, any carbon whatsoever, that is made out of flour? I mean, flour. Good heavens, who uses flour? I mean, flour actually is such a cheap grind of wheat. It's got all kinds of, you know, whole wheat in it. And, ooh, who would eat that? What we want is nice, fine, and refined flour. That's the kind of flour. I mean, this is wonder bread, after all, for the Mizbeach, right? So we want refined flour in our menachas. And even if we use barley, I mean, barley is not very fine, but when it comes to the specific barley that we use for the minchas haomer, I mean, we really put it through the works. I mean, over and over again, we put it through the different sifters and until it's called geres. Okay, so if it's geres, that's already similar in barley to what a fine flour would be in solas of wheat. But we don't do that for the sota, no. We actually grind up barley as if she's a horse, And that's her maaseh. That was maaseh behemah. So we bring that kind of carbon. I mean, you don't want to bring that to the mizbeach behagosha, right? So tomar b'mincha sotashu sh'ol avo kemach. It's the only mincha of any of these menachos. How can you make a common denominator? The only mincha of any of these menachos that could bring brought from just regular whole wheat flour. So memela, we don't have a tzad hashoga. If we don't have a tzad hashoga, we're going to need to bring it from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'hikriva, Talmud Lomar v'hikriva. And now we got Reb Yehuda Omer. Reb Yehuda says, well, I think that the veheveta that it said over there, that includes actually the mincha seita and not the din of the mincha ha'omer, which is the way that Rabbi Shimon was telling us the whole time. Well, veheveta, that comes to tell me the same as the mincha ha'omer, which we find that lashon used. No, I say, and we don't know yet, okay, I mean, where does he know the din of the Mirchas Ha'omer? Fine, we don't know that yet. Well, he'll explain it in a moment. But I say that the Veheveta that you used for the Mirchas Ha'omer, that Veheveta is actually the Rabbis Mirchas Seita Lahagosha. And we find that Lashon of Vehevi said, in fact, by the Mirchas Seita. I mean, it's true, yes, you found it by the Minchas Omer, that's true, but it also says Veviat Karbanala. So that's the same lotion of Veheveta. But according to Rebuta, what about the Minchas Omer? Ah, I hold, says Rebuta, Minchas Omer, you don't need a pasuk of the Veheveta. Because Minchas Omer lo tzricha kro, because my time, we have a simple basis for learning it from a Kal Vachomer. If a Minchas Chotet, which does not need tnufa, does need agosha, the Minchas Ha'omer, which does need tnufa, should certainly do need agosha. Now, I mean, we tine it, but a Minchas Chote, you can't prove anything because a Minchas Chote is ba'achitim. Masha inken, the Minchas Ha'omer is ba'asairin. Ah! But now that we have the posuk that told me that the Minchas Seita is brought ba'agosha, and it's brought out from barley, obviously the barley wheat question is not critical for determining hagosha. Yes, that's true, but you can't learn it out of a minchas seita, because a minchas seita has its own special chashivas, because after all, we're going to use it to be mevarer, the reality of the actual events. So it's bo levarer avon. It's coming for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be involved in the relationship between a man and his wife and to see whether he can trust her and so on. I mean, that's a very special thing. So I understand that over there we would be bringing it Bahagosha, but I mean, that doesn't mean that we would be bringing the Minchas Omer Bahagosha. Well, a Minchas Chote is not coming on Birur Avon. I mean, Minchas Chote is like any other mincha, right? And still it requires agasha. So it's not the fact that it's coming levar avain and so on. So, okay, then we're going to go back and say, yes, but that's chitim. We'll go back and forth. What's the tzad hashava shaban? Both of them require kmitza and require hagosha. Therefore, the same thing should be true with the Minchas Ha'omer. Afanei ovi Minchas Ha'omer, sheshav tzulam l'kmitza. Therefore, I don't see why we would need the pasuk of Eveta to tell me the halacha of the Omer, and I can use it for the sota. So it should be tishvulam l'hagosha. So now, what are you going to ask on this? This is absolutely clear. What's wrong with this Kal Vachomer? So, I mean, Rabbi Shimon clearly doesn't hold to this Kal Vachomer. I mean, that's why he needed the Veheveta Gufa to tell me the Omer. So what's his answer to Rabbi Yehuda's challenge? Umay Parachta, go ahead, tell me what you're going to ask on this. You don't got nothing to ask. Well, Rabbi Shimon clearly does have something to ask. And what is that? Rabbi Shimon Parachachi, he says, no, it's not the same at all. Because what you could say is Malat Sada Shavashabahan Shekem Mitsuyin. I mean, the Minchas Ha'omer is brought once a year. A Minchas Chote or Minchas Seita, those could be brought 100 times a year. I mean, you know, as often as somebody's Bechuyah, a carbon oil of a year, right? and he doesn't have any money, he would bring her minchas chayte. So, I mean, certainly, if you've got the things that are brought all the time, the minchas chayte, I mean, they could be brought as many times as such an event happens, if somebody sins or a woman is alone with the guy. And so they are very mitsuyin tainis, Rabbi Shimon. So how could you bring a raya from them to something that only happens once a year and say it requires the same chumrah? As Rabbi Yehuda says, excuse me, if anything, you just proved my point. Because the minchas seita and the minchas chote might not happen at all. The minchas ha'omer, we know, is defined as needing to happen. So the fact that something might happen if it does happen is nowhere near as chashuv as the fact that something has to happen, wouldn't you agree? It's very backwards what you're saying. So you can't call that mitsuyin, because they may be mitsuyin, but they may not be there at all. Therefore, it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Adarabba, I would say the minchas ha'omer is what I would call mitsuya. Mashenken, if you're talking about a minchas chayte, and minchas chayte, it might not happen. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a 10-year gap where nobody is mechuyev a minchas chayte, or nobody ever was mekane as ishtay. Therefore, that's not a taina. Okay, so according to Rabbi Shimon, turns out, veheveta is there in order to be marva the minchas ha'emer. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, veheveta is coming to tell me that a minchas seita needs hagasha. Now, the question is, why was it limited to discussion of the minchas seita versus the minchas ha'emer? I mean, why didn't we just say, oh, eino omer, maybe the reason it says veveta could be that is teaching me that a yochid is mitnadev umevi mincha acheret. I mean, look, the simple meaning is the Torah has listed the various types of menachas that you can bring. So when you throw in an extra word, then it doesn't it seem to add an extra opportunity? So in other words, you have me'ele, and then you have also the me'eveta. You should be able to bring a mincha that I haven't mentioned over here at all. Now, we keep coming back to this possibility that the shtei alechem, which exists as this unique situation that we said is brought only by the tzibur, and so we had all this psukim that we spoke about before, but how do we know that b'shum panim va'ofen, you do not have that option of bringing as a yachid or as an idvas tzibur the shtei alechem? But maybe that's exactly what veheveta is there to tell me. So veheveta is sheyachid mitnadev umevi mincha acheret chutz mi'ela shebinyan. Then maybe there is another hidden mincha that can be brought, and that you could bring a mincha, maybe you could bring a mincha that's not even from Chitim. That's my first question. So couldn't you go ahead and bring a mincha's equivalent of a mincha's omer on your own? Because v'dinu, if a tzibur is given various menachas that it can bring, and it's offered an opportunity to bring a mincha min hachitim, b'shtei alechem, and it's also at times offered to bring the same kind of mincha, but this time from barley, namely the omer. So then maybe the same thing should be true of a yochid, that the variations that are given as options to a tzibur should be options that are available for nedava as well. And therefore, af yachid, where we know that he could bring all of these various types of menachas, the minchas seiles and minchas markeshes and machavas and ma'afei tanur and so on, all of those he can bring minachitim. So maybe he could actually, if he wants to, from that extra word veveta, add a new type of mincha, the same type of mincha, but this one made out of barley. So yavi mincha minasaorin nedava. That's why the Torah, in order to make sure that you don't think of that, and that therefore the only options that would be left would be the question of whether we're going to add the minchas seita, the minchas ha'emer, is because it says eile. Now, you might think that this the only minchas are eile, which we'll see, that you can only bring this type of mincha. The type, that is made out of, well, they all are, common denominator. All of the menachas listed here in this parsha of the Nefesh Ki Takriv are all menachas from Chitim and not from the equivalent to the Omer. It's the same way we had that Shtei Alechem, where we were fascinated by the question of whether the Shtei Alechem could be brought as optional. We have the same question about the Omer. If we find that there's a concept called an Omer, we're actually a little bit mildly surprised that we don't have that option as an Adova, just like we don't have the option for the Shtei Alechem. Now, you might say that if that's the case, Eile, maybe the real meaning of Eile is to combine all of the chiyuvim of the menachos of Nedava into one. And therefore, when it says Eile, it means Eile. Somebody says, I am going to bring a minchas Nedava. And he doesn't define what type. So then maybe if he says Arei Alei Mincha, he's got to bring all five different types of menachos that are available for Nedava. A minchas seilet, a minchas macheshet, a minchas machavat, a minchas ma'afei tanur chalot, and a minchas ma'afei tanur kikin, and all of those are Eile. Maybe that's why it says Eile. But clearly, to avoid your thinking that possibility, the Torah never said Eile. Ha! The Torah said May Eile. To make it very clear, it's up to you. Ratza, achat mevi. You want to bring one carbon? Choose whatever carbon you want. You want to bring all five? Go right ahead. But since it's definitely saying that you can't bring one, it can't mean that you're mechuyev to bring all five. So that's not what the Eile means. So therefore, it's got to mean to be brought from the same type of material as these. Okay. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. The first word that we were darish. It says, if it wouldn't have said the mincha, and now it's, but since it says et ha-mincha, so Rabbi Shimon said, that et ha-mincha, that was coming to be marbe, other minachot. The other minachot, of course, were talking about the minchas chote, but not only the chote, included in all other minachot. That would be the minchas chote, the minchas nokrim, the minchas noshim, whichever had not been mentioned beferish in the list of the chavesh nidavot up front, they are all included in Hagrasha, right? Now, yochoshani marbe avshtei lechem v'lechem aponim. So now, once there is a chiev of Hagrasha, it seems to be universal from the word et ha-mincha, and we've learned out that it includes, like, even those things that weren't part of the five minchas mentioned over here that are part of the minchas nedava. So, because it includes even the minchas chote and so on. So, maybe we should include the shtei alechem and alechem aponim. And the Mishnah said that the shtei alechem and alechem aponim, dafka, are not included. So, how do I know not to include the shtei alechem and alechem aponim in the chiyuv of Hagrasha? Well, for that, it says mei eila. So that means only some types require Hagrasha, not these. I mean, come on. It doesn't say what it's referring to. I mean, it's very convenient to now end up with a mei eila that just happens to be there to be mamayat the two cases that the Mishnah spoke about, and you say that's what it means. I mean, like, where do you get that from? What makes you think that let's include, you made up your mind, let's include the minchas chote and minchas nashim, minchas akum, and all of that, and let's exclude the lechem aponim and the shtei alechem? I mean, maybe just the opposite, you know? Umara ita l'rabot sha'ara minachot, ulotzi shtei alechem v'lechem aponim, from the word from the above. Maybe it should be the other way around. I understand. On the one hand, it's saying to be marred. On the one hand, it's saying to me, Mamayat, and you've decided that the Marba is to include the Minchas Chote and these other Minchas Nashim, Akum, and so on. And the Mamayat is to exclude from the Dinam of Hagosha here the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. Maybe just the opposite. So, Mara Itel Rabot Shar Melechot Lohotzi, Shtei Alechem Lechem Aponim, because, explains the Braita, Marbe Ani Shar Melechot. it makes sense that all of those menachos that are brought on the Ishim of the Mizbeach. So if you're going to present something on the fires of the Mizbeach, it makes sense to make a presentation of what you're putting on the fire instead of directly putting it on a fire, right? I sort of like, if you go to a fancy dinner, they put out a menu. So the Hagosha is very understandable. It's a nice Aveda. Fine. So then if it's something that's going to be presented to the fire of the Mizbeach, so then I want to make a presentation of it. So what am I doing? I'm teasing the Mizbeach. What am I doing? Here, look at this. Isn't this pretty? Well, you can't have any. Well, it's a very funny way to do Hagosha, isn't it? So therefore, motziani shtei alechem alechem apanim she'enem leishim. If none of them is going to be put on the Mizbeach, so then it makes sense that they are the ones that would be excluded from the din of Hagosha. Well, okay, so now let's consider the case of the Minchas Nesachim. Now, the Minchas Nesachim does not require Hagosha, but it goes entirely on the Ishim. So now, I don't understand why, if it goes entirely on the Ishim, you say something that goes on the Ishim is more appropriate to do a Hagosha with it. Why don't we do a Hagosha for the normal Minchas Nesachim that we bring together with all of the Olos and the Shlamim? Yochos, you might think indeed that, according to what I just said, it should require Hagosha. So Yochos Yetuna Hagosha, based on the very words that I just told you, that's why the Torah says, B'noigea, the posik of the Karbonis, of the Nedovis, it says, V'hikriva. The kriva is it. Only bring it, meaning these minochas mentioned over here, as opposed to the minchas nesachim. Not letting you get away with that. You used the kriva actually to be marbe the minchas seita for Hagosha. And now you're telling me we're going to use the kriva to tell me that we're going to be, I love it. I love it. When you want to be marba something, now it's a reboid. You want to be mamayat something, now it's a miyad. I'm like, well, you used it to tell me that a minchas seita, according to Rabbi Shimon, the minchas seita needs Hagosha from Ikriva. Yes. Of course we did. Isn't there a difference between vihikriv and vihikriva? There are two completely different limudim over here. To need to discuss bichlal, the vihikriv, was unimportant unless it's coming to be marba something else that you need to be makriv. And what was that? That was the minchas seita. But in order for you to avoid the implication that, well, if that's the case, then I should certainly also be makriv as a hagosha, the minchas nesachim, because they are burnt entirely on the mizbeach, because of that is a vikriva, dafka it, and one is a riboy and one is a miyat, right? Okay, yes, I'll agree to that. But I don't understand which one is the Riboy, which one is the Miyut. I mean, if you're going to be using it to be Marba, so why are you being Marba, let's say, the Minchas Chote, and you're going to be Motzi, the Minchas Nesachim? Maybe, in fact, look at it the other way around. Because, remember, there's one element that you didn't think of in terms of what makes more sense. To make a presentation of Hagosha, if you have something that is being presented as a gift, okay, I understand you do Hagosha. All of these menachos that we've listed are being brought for the purposes that they are being brought. But the Minchas Nesachim is really not its own gift. It's coming as an adjunct to another karban. It's not ba b'fnei b'glal atzma. It's ba b'glal the karban elo, or the karban shlamim that it's being brought with. So therefore, I can't really say that here is my gift. This was just like the adjunct. So because of that, I will be motzi the minchas nesachim, which is ena ba'ah biglal atzma, and I will be marba all of those other menachas that I wanted to add, because all of those menachas, like the minchas chote, the minchas nashim, all of those things are their own particular gift, and therefore it makes sense that we would actually bring it Okay, we haven't finished our beautiful limudim, but it's so lovely to see the way that a concentration on the understanding of each word in this pasuk has led us to broaden and also stiffen the definition of what things are included in the Chiyuv of Hagasha, all of which comes from this one single pasuk. Lovely. Okay, we still have to figure out what about the other menachos that we didn't talk about, the Minchas Chavitim and the Minchas Karim and so on, which we will have to ask you to wait. I know it's difficult, but to wait another day for this denouement of this wonderful pasuk.